Wheaton. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Today, we are interrupting our series on the secret to your best life to share a special message to fathers. And we're going to share a message entitled A Father's Invitation. A Father's Invitation. But we still would like you to go out to Amazon.com and pick up the book, The Secret to Your Best Life. And there's also a workbook that goes with that. The book is what I describe as preaching, and the workbook is what I describe as teaching. And we want you to pick up both copies if you can. The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. But now we're going to get into a message entitled A Father's Invitation. And we want to wish all you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Let's get into the Word. As always, we're continuing to cast the visions in which we believe that God has for us in this place.
Right. All right.
We cast the vision and we challenge you to imagine yourself in your place right here and right now. Imagine myself behind this sacred desk that's not there yet. You ushers, imagine yourself on that sacred door that's not there yet. But we believe that it is the will of God.
All right.
If it's the will of God, we have to have faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes, Lord.
It is literally evidence. You may not be able to see it now, but your faith says there's some evidence. Hello, somebody.
All right.
That faith evidence is going to catch up with us in time. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Bethlehem.
Sherwood.
That sounds good. Bethlehem.
Sherwood.
And how are we going to share it?
By living it and giving it.
Amen. It is our job not to keep a secret of the Savior.
That's right.
Amen. It's our job to go out and to make him known.
Yes, Lord.
There's some folk that need love.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
They need a pure love.
Yes, sir.
They need the Savior that you serve.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be selfish and keep it to yourself.
Right, amen. You're right.
You go out and tell others about him.
Yeah, amen.
And as I've been saying this year, not only you tell others about him, but tell others about his church home here.
All right.
The Bethlehem Baptist Church. Amen.
All right, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're continuing in our series titled The Secret to Your Best Life. We want to challenge you to know that God has plans for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This is the secret to your best life, is that you're not here by your own ammunition. That you're not to live by your own rules.
Right.
Just like there's plans for a church, God has plans for you.
All right. Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
And it's not to harm you. Hello, somebody.
Right.
I want to thank those who have already gotten the books, and we have a few others that are available that you can pick up. Today we're going to
look at a message entitled God's Power.
God's Power.
God's Power. And we're looking at Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. This is in the NASB. Would you please stand in reverence to the Word of God?
Right.
Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Say to your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor,
or neighbor,
or neighbor,
I'm going to stand on this word.
I will stand on this word.
Say to your other neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor,
or neighbor,
or neighbor,
I'm going to live this word.
I'm going to live this word.
Let's read it on three. One, two, three.
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Household of the Lord. The other text, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right, right.
Today, once again, we're sharing a message entitled God's Power.
God's Power.
And we're going to talk on around three parts of the Holy Spirit giving us utterance. We're going to talk about, in this text, a personal responsibility. We're going to talk about, in this text, a possible resource. We're going to talk about in and through and from this text a perpetual reservoir. And we want Christians to know this morning that Christians, or that the secret to your best life is dependent on God's power. The secret to your best life is to depend upon God's power. I'm going to show this brief video, and then we'll get into the Word.
People are so nice, and to be able to help those people and make a difference in their lives is the best. John 3:16. Yeah, that is awesome. Philippians 4:13. I would have undermined the entire year of my junior year in college until we got to the national championship and I worked on pieces.
Most of us know this young man in the video, Tim Tebow, and he shared a testimony in the video that his entire junior year, he wore under his eyes the text that we're looking at today. Because in football, he manifested his faith, and in his faith, he believed that he could do all things through Christ that strengthens him. And most of us will never be an elite athlete, but all of us can glorify God and live a life that gives testament that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
All right.
Let me say that again. Most of us will not be elite athletes, but we all can attest to God's miracle-working power in our lives because we believe that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. The sad tale of the story is that many of us are here, and you're like the battery on my computer.
Come on.
If you were able to look at the little symbol on this computer, you will note that the battery says that it is hooked up, but it's not charged. It's hooked up, but it's not charged.
Come on. Mm.
And as a result of that, if I was to unplug it from the power source, instead of being able to tap into the power that is in it, it would go completely blank. That's how many Christians worship and live their Christian life. As long as they are at the church, oh, they have power. They're like that battery. It's in the right place, but it's not charging enough to when they leave this place that they would have the power to live a victorious Christian life. So that's why you can be in this place, in the right place, and not charging. And that's why, oh, that when you get to the parking lot and somebody cuts you off, instead of, oh, praising the Lord, you're cursing them out.
Come on.
Hello, somebody. Because you don't have power enough to live this Christian life. Once you leave this place, there's no power that you can take back to work. There's no power that you can take back to your house. There's no power that you can take back to your marriage. There's no power that you can take back to your bank account. There's no power that you can take back, in your body. Oh, because you're hooked up, but you're not charging.
There you go. Come on.
Hello, somebody. This text says, oh, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which means that I'm hooked up and I'm charging.
All right.
I'm in the right place and I'm manifesting regeneration every time I come to the household. You see, oh, you won't be regenerated if you're up in this place and you're worried about what everybody else is doing in this place. You won't be able to worship God when you're looking around and seeing and looking at everybody else as opposed to focusing on Him. You see, there's a lot of folk who are hooked up, but they're not charging.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Ask your neighbor.
Neighbor,
are you hooked up and are you charging? You see, Paul in his text, or the writer of this book, was hooked up and he was charged. That's why it didn't matter what he was going through, whether it was good times or bad times. He was always glorifying God. Some of his best work was done in the midst of suffering, in the midst of sorrow. Some of his best work, hello somebody, many saints, when you know God, some of your best work is done. Not in the good times, but in the bad times, because you've been charged up and you're able to praise Him on the mountaintop. And because you're charged up, you're able to go to the valley and do like David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, you're hooked up and you're charged, and it doesn't matter what comes your way, you know the evidence, of this text, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Oh, that's why, when he was in prison, he wasn't in prison complaining about what was going on in the prison. He was writing letters. Some of the best letters that he ever written were prison letters. We call them because in the midst of heartache, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of pain, he could do all things through Christ that strengthens him. Hello, somebody. That's why some of this new found Christian belief, this easy believism, and this prosperity teaching, that's why folk who easily believe and believe that they should only prosper, they won't last through the storm. Hello, somebody. As long as it's good times, they're on top. But when the bad times come, they don't have a foundation to stand on, and they're blown away. But this text says to a Christian who really loves the Lord, this text says to a Christian, who really has a foundation in Christ, that I take my personal responsibility, and my personal responsibility in the text is that I can. Hello, somebody. Somebody right now, you're in the midst of a heartache. You're in the midst of pain. And the devil is trying to make you give up. The devil is trying to make you throw in the towel. But you've got to take personal responsibility in Christ. And say that I can get through this. I can't have joy. I can't have faith. I can't have peace. The devil's trying to make you lose your mind because of everything that you're going through in your marriage. The devil's trying to make you lose your mind because of everything that you're going through. Oh, at work or in school, the devil's trying to make you lose. But God has sent me here this morning to let you know that you can. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, no matter what you're going through, you can do it through Christ that strengthens you. Hello, somebody. No matter what you're going through, you can do it through Christ that strengthens you. Take your personal responsibility. We live in a culture and a context where folk don't want to take personal responsibility. They always want to blame it on somebody else. Want to blame it on their mama. Want to blame it on their daddy or the lack of having mama or the lack of having daddy. They want to bring it or blame it on their poor status. I was born poor. Oh, and I can't make it in this world. You want to blame things. Oh, and not take personal responsibility. God has sent me here today to let you know it's time for you to stand up for yourself. It's time for you to take personal responsibility. It's time to stop making excuses. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, poor neighbor, don't make excuses. You can do it. Many times I hear Christians saying, I'm praying that God would send me a job. Okay, yeah, that's good and that's dandy. You praying, but you better do something else. Hello, somebody. You better take personal responsibility and go out and look for a job. Hello, you better go out and fill out an application. Hello, somebody. You've got to take personal responsibility. I can be healthy. Hello, somebody. The doctors have already told you what you need to do. I can eat healthy. Hello, somebody. I can exercise. Hello, somebody. I can lose this weight. I can overcome blood pressure. I can overcome diabetes. I can. And I'm going to take personal responsibility under Christ my Lord and Savior. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And then he's going to manifest his strength on the inside of me and give me the victory. Hello, somebody. But I have to take my personal responsibility. The best way to illustrate personal responsibility is John 15:4. It says what? Remain in me. Hello, somebody. As I also what? Remain in you. For what? No branch can what? To bear fruit by itself. It has to do what? It has to remain in what? The vine. And what else? Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Hello, somebody. You've got to remain in Christ. You can't do this thing on your own. You can't overcome on your own, but you've got to take personal responsibility to remain in him. Hello, somebody. That's why, the devil always trying to break you off from Bethlehem. He's always messing up stuff and trying to get you to stop coming to the church and to the church. He's trying to get you to stop coming to Wednesday night. He don't want you to be in a Christian education class for 10 hours on a Saturday because you might learn something that would enable you to not just be plugged up, but to charge you up, and it'll make a difference in your life. But you got to remain in him. You got to remain in Christ and know that I can take my personal responsibility to remain in him, that I may be not only plugged up, but that I may be charged. Hello, somebody. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor! Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor! You feeling that charge yet?
Charge yet?
Hello, somebody. Have to take personal responsibility, but not only that, but you've got to know something about the God that you serve, that he's a possible resource. It says that I can do all
all things. It says all things through Christ that strengthens all things. Don't you know that God is the possible resource? Sometimes I don't figure out why God, why folk won't go to God in everything. As we were learning in Sunday school, it didn't say trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in some of your ways acknowledge him. It didn't say in one of your ways acknowledge him. It didn't say in two of your ways acknowledge him. It didn't say in three of your ways acknowledge him. It didn't even say in 20 of your ways acknowledge him. He said to acknowledge him in what? In all your ways. Oh, that's all things. Hello, somebody. And that's why when you know him, and when you face trials that you've never faced before, you can think about the God that you serve. And you can know that in a drought, that my God is able to bring rain. You can know that in an incurable disease, that my God can cure an incurable disease. Because I read it in his book, and I know about all the things that he can do. And that's why you may be here and you may not have nothing. Though I doubt anybody's here that don't have nothing, but if you're here and you don't have nothing, if you know about the God that you serve, then you know that you can acknowledge him even in nothing, because he does his best work with nothing. As a matter of fact, that's how he did creation. He made something out of nothing. Hello, somebody. He spoke it into existence. And there's somebody here, you don't have nothing. Hello, acknowledge God, because he has everything. He's that possible resource. He has everything, and he can speak in your life and make something out of nothing. Whether it's your bank account, your money, or even your life. You say, preacher, I don't have no connections. I don't know nobody. Nobody can speak a word on my behalf that can enable me to get a leg up. I can't get a job. Hello, somebody. Don't you know the God that you serve, that he's the possible resource? He can speak something into existence. He can make up a company so you can go and work for. Hello, somebody. In Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap of praise up in here, up in here, up in here. He's the possible resource. Hello, somebody. He in everything, in all of it. And stuff that you may never figure out that he was concerned about. He is God and God of all things. Say to your neighbor, neighbor! Neighbor! He's the only resource that you need. In Jesus' name. He's the only resource that you need. Hello, somebody. Colossians 1:11 says, being strengthened in all power, what? According to his glorious might, so that you may be what? Great endurance and patience. Hello, somebody. When you know he's working on your behalf, and when he's given you power, you can endure till the end. You can be patient enough to wait on the Lord, because when you wait on the Lord, what does he do? He renews what? Your strength. Hello, somebody. We talking about strength today, God's power. He can renew your strength, and you can do what we learned this last time. You'll mount up on wings as eagles. Hello, somebody. Somebody better get up in here, and you better mount up in here and know that God is able. He's able to give you strength to fly away. He's able to give you strength to run away. He's able to give you strength to walk away. Don't you know the God that you serve is the possible resource? He's everything that you need. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, our neighbor, God is everything. 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 Everything that you need. Give God a hand clap of praise. Up and here, up and here, up and here. Everything that you need. Hello, somebody. I'm so glad that I serve a God of possible resources. Hello, somebody. Lastly, but not least, a what? A perpetual what?
Reservoir.
Reservoir. It says, I can do all things through him or Christ who strengthens me. Hello, somebody. If I get my strength from Christ, and y'all know where Christ is right now.
Right.
He's at the right-hand side of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. So that means that you've got friends in high places.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You've got friends in high places.
Yeah.
Oh, and like I said before, many times in this life, it's not what you know, but it's who you know. Hello, somebody. But I'm so glad. That it's not what I know, but it's who I know. And I know him, and he's at the right hand side of the Father, and all him or Christ has to do is say the words. And when he say the words, he can dispatch his angels. When he say the words, he can dispatch his angels, and his angels can come down here on earth and make ways for me that I wouldn't naturally have. Oh, I don't have any natural context, but I have some supernatural context. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, you may not have natural context, but you have supernatural context in Jesus'
name.
And that's why you can have hope today.
Amen.
In whatever situation that you're facing, you can have hope today. When the doctors say that you have only a few months to live, you can have hope today. When you're going through bankruptcy, you can have hope today. When you're going through a divorce, you can have hope today. When you're sick in your body, you can have hope today because of the God that you serve.
Yeah.
And all he has to do is say a word, and your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hello, somebody. Oh, if you don't believe me, ask old David, little David. Little David said, yeah, I have a testimony. David, sit down on the stand. Oh, thank you, Pastor John. I think I will. David, tell us a little bit about your life. Oh, thank you, Pastor John. I will. All I was the baby boy in my family. All I was a sheep herder. All I was, and I felt God had something on my life. I felt that he wanted to do more, but I was back in the pack, with the sheep. I didn't know nobody. And when the prophet came looking to anoint the next king in my family, I got a little excited, but the prophet didn't look my way. He started with the older brothers. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even invited to the meeting. As a matter of fact, the prophet had to come look for me. Don't you know that my blessings found me out when I was back in the middle with the sheep? My blessings found me out. Oh, because I have a supernatural contact. And when others saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. Hello, somebody. When others saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. Can't talk in here. Oh, you've been in the background. Some folk in here, folk don't know you. They don't know what you can do. They don't know you can sing. They don't know you can preach. They don't ever call your name. But one day, God's going to call your name, and he's going to take you from the back and put you out front. All for his glory. I said, all for his glory. I said, all for his glory. Hello, somebody. Give God a hand. Yes, God. A perpetual resource. He strengthens me. And my blessings found me out. I didn't have to go looking for it. It found me. It found me faithful. It found me writing. It found me singing. It found me in a personal relationship with God in the middle and the background where nobody else was. It found me. I said it found me. I said my blessing found me. My blessing found me. My blessing found me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
name. Yes, sir.
Yes, God says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In Jesus' name, give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you. Will you come? Saints of praise. I can do all things.
Yeah, Lord.
Through Christ that strengthens me. I'm so glad that Christ and that Garden of Gethsemane didn't depend on his own strength. Didn't depend upon his own emotions. He had to pray these immortal words. Lord, not my will. Lord, not my will. But thy will be done. Let me pray those immortal words. He had to get out of that car. And he had to do something that many of us don't like to do. He had to suffer. But he could do all things through God who strengthens
him. Yeah, Lord.
And he went and he was crucified. They beat him. They mocked him. They scorned him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Put a cross on his neck. But he could do all things through God that strengthens him. He took that cross through the Garden of Jerusalem. Oh, struggling with that cross. That he could do all things through God that strengthens him. He got took to that hill called Golgotha. They nailed him to the cross. But he could do all things through God that strengthens him. Even if it meant that he had to die. And if Christians could get that, that you've got to die to yourself.
Well,
you've got to die to your own will and be willing to live his will. And sometimes his will won't lead you to the mountaintop. Sometimes his will is for you to die. Hello, somebody. To die to your selfish ways. To die to your selfish preferences. To die to your selfish will. To die. Oh, and you can do all of that through Christ that strengthens you. And I'm so glad that he could literally die.
Thank you, Lord.
Through God that strengthens him. And he died. And they took him off that cross. And they put him in a borrowed tomb. Are you willing to die?
All right.
But I'm so glad that the Bible says that on the third day, I said on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. I said he got up with all power in his hands. And because he has power in his hands, guess what? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because he has the power in his hands. He has the power in his hands. Right now he's trying to work the power of salvation. The greatest miracle. If you are here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can get saved through Christ that is at work within you. So if you're here, our eyes are closed, heads are bowed. You are here today and have not given your life to Jesus Christ. I want you to slip out of your seats and come forward right now and say, I want to get saved. Right now in Jesus' name. I believe Jesus died for my sins, was buried and raised again on the third day. I believe it. I want you to slip out of your seats right now. Come forward. There may be somebody else here. Maybe you're saved. You say, preacher, I've been going through so much. I just want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for my family. Slip out of your seats. Maybe you need to be baptized. You've accepted him. Maybe you need to be baptized. Come for. You may need a church home. Oh, Bethlehem is not the perfect place.
I want to thank you for listening today, and we want to take this opportunity to describe the ABCs of salvation. The A of salvation is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The B of salvation is believe in your heart. And the C of salvation is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can do those three things today, then you can be saved. If you can believe that Jesus Christ is God's only Son, that he died for your sins and was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. And you can pray a simple prayer of salvation and just ask God into your heart to accept, believe, and confess today, and you will be saved. If you pray a prayer of salvation, we want you to become a part of a church home. If you're anywhere near Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, we want to see you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. We want to thank you for listening. Bless you. Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.